Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Das Goswami. Jagadguru Das Brahmachari and another Brahmachari journeyed to Mayapur 3 weeks before the annual festival in hopes of getting a private darshan of Srila Prabhupada. They had been preaching in North Africa and were carrying a $12,000 check from a man who asked that it be personally given to Srila Prabhupada. While being massaged by Hari Sauri, Prabhupada received Jagadguru on the roof of the Mayapur building. Prabhupada asked where the devotees were coming from and they proudly answered that they were coming from North Africa. "Oh, North Africa," said Prabhupada, and he seemed impressed. When the Brahmacharis gave Prabhupada the donation, he remarked that this was successful preaching. "The people must have been pleased," he said. "Otherwise, they would not have given such an amount of money." He then asked Jagadguru if he liked India. When he replied, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada," Prabhupada was pleased and asked him to stay in India. As a member of ISKCON Africa, Jagadguru was working under Brahmananda Swami, the GBC for that continent. Jagadguru was Brahmananda Swami's only Sankirtana collector, and Brahmananda had asked him to request of Srila Prabhupada that the $12,000 be used to pay ISKCON Africa's BBT debt. "Can this money go to the credit of our debt?" Jagadguru asked. "No," said Srila Prabhupada. Anticipating Brahmananda Swami's displeasure, Jagadguru tried to explain about the BBT debt. Again, Prabhupada said no. Jagadguru tried a third time to explain, but again Prabhupada said no. Prabhupada put out his hand and slapped it with his other hand. "My Guru Maharaja always kept us in debt," he said. "If we simply pay their BBT debt, they will become lazy. As for Brahmananda Swami," said Prabhupada, "we will not hang him, but he will work for this debt." Prabhupada then told a story of how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura used to build a temple or create a big project and put the whole Gaudiya Math into debt. Sannyasis, brahmacharis and all members would work enthusiastically, go out and collect money, and Guru Maharaja would simply start another program so that the Gaudiya Math would remain in debt. "In this way," said Prabhupada, "he always kept us in debt and was always working and always busy." Thank you. Hare Krishna.